3172. SMS Refilwe on 31702.
Yeah, SMS me and let me know if you perhaps have been able to stream this particular show. I know it's been getting a lot of buzz. Another endeavor, another go-round from Gwyneth Paltrow and her Goop website, and of course her now Goop production team. Goop being, of course, her lifestyle website, her lifestyle and fashion website, which has made big forays into, you know, other areas beyond its initial offering. And now they've produced the second series or the second show on Netflix. It's called Sex, Love and Goop, and our resident film critic Gail Edmonds has got a review for us. You've had some time to watch this, Gail. Good morning.
Hello. I have to say, Rafiwe, it's your colleague Sarah Jane who recommended this for this week's movie, just for full disclosure. And I have to say,
yeah,
that I am not generally a Gwyneth Paltrow.
My colleague at Cape Talk, yes.
Yes, your colleague at Cape Talk. Mm-hmm. I am I'm usually resistant to Gwyneth Paltrow because I do think she took the Oscar in 1998 from Kate Blanchett. She should have won it for Elizabeth. But anyway, that's my own stuff. And so I did watch Sex, Love and Goop. I haven't finished it. Mm-hmm. It's six episodes, and it's actually, I was, as I say, resistant, but it's quite interesting, and she has these five couples who come together with her and a sort of a therapist, and they talk about sex and intimacy. And it isn't quite as cringy. You do think it's going to be very cringy. The beginning of the first episode, I thought, oh, this is going to be a very long show. But it actually, the people in this are genuinely likable. They're sort of ordinary people. It's very California, mm-hmm. in that, you know, there's sort of a intimacy coach and an erotic wholeness coach. And then the one that I did find a bit woo-woo was the family constellations coach. I'm not going to lie. That one I couldn't buy into. But there are some sort of uncomfortable close-ups. But overall, I thought it was pretty interesting. And there's some educational stuff in there about anatomy and, you know, all the very different couples. There's sort of an ordinary young couple. Then there's who you would think sort of mid, they've been together 6 years, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then there's an older couple who obviously second marriages, and it's sort of all the spectrum. There's a lesbian couple who've obviously grown up in households where they're sort of properly allowed, mm-hmm. so they've got body shaming issues to deal with. So it was overall, you would have to be something that's your scene, and you do have to get over your dislike of Gwyneth Paltrow if you're me. But actually, in all, it's quite a authentic, educational series. So if you fancy it, you could definitely give it a go. It's not awful.
So the fundamental premise, as per her website, Goop, her lifestyle website, Goop, is a female. It is female-centered. It's woman-centered. And here, the genesis of this was the third episode of her initial show on Netflix, The Goop Lab. But they were focusing on female pleasure, right? And just the disconnect between women, sex, and their own pleasure, and even their own agency with relation to this. So now they've established a whole series about this. So I'm guessing when you say there are some uncomfortable close-ups, this is what you're alluding to, maybe anatomical, maybe these couples experiencing or in these various states of being coached through various experiences. Yeah.
Yes, no, absolutely. And the thing is that it is actually quite interesting because it does exactly that. It does focus on the women, and it focuses on some of the things, you know, that conditioning about worrying about whether you're fat or thin or how you look in your underwear or how you look. And it's quite interesting because they do some mirror therapy, which some of it is literally standing in front of a mirror and looking at your body. So it's quite interesting from that perspective. And like you say, it does center around women and around those sort of issues, and with partners sort of getting beyond the sort of mechanics of sex and into more intimate, interesting areas without being too you know, there's not a lot of straight, you know, they do talk about kinky, but it's not what you think it is.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting. And I think that overall, it's a likable series. I wasn't expecting to find it educational and interesting, sure. But actually I did in the end.
So your dislike of Gwyneth Paltrow stems from the Oscar that she won and, as you say, stole from Cate Blanchett. But there's a general, this odd dislike of this poor woman that I've never understood, but people do seem to love to hate her. They find her imperious. They find her condescending. All I see is a woman who, yeah, has had a privileged life, but just lives her life quite simply and straightforward and is honest about her intentions and experiences, right? Yes. That's always been fascinating for me. So how much of the show, for those that are Gwyneth-phobic, how much of the show has her in it? And it should people, are you telling us that it's not centered around Gwyneth, but it's an adventure by her company?
I was just going to say, absolutely not centered around her at all. She sort of pops in as a connector. So she sits with, there's another woman who's one of the coaches, and in between the sessions with these couples, she and this coach have a little discussion, and she brings a little bit of her personal experience and very little. It's not about her at all. She hasn't centered it around herself. She literally is almost like an MC.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Fantastic stuff. age restriction, of course, we have to be cognizant of. What has the Film and Publications Board given it for South African viewers?
It is 18, very 18, and I wouldn't break that for anyone. I think that you need to be over 18 to watch it.
Fantastic stuff, Gail. Thank you so much for checking out Sex, Love and Goop. I have not gone or ventured into watching it myself, but I'm a huge Goop fan nonetheless. So thanks so much for just giving us a heads up on that one.